This Saturday marks the first RTRFM event for 2022. We're back at the Rosemount Hotel for Disorder, an evening packed with raucous, heavy and loud sounds, including that of Life Cult. Half the band join us this morning. Morning, Chris and Alex.
Good morning.
Thank you for being on Brekkie. Before we talk about what you're doing here and about Disorder, we have to talk about the cover that we just played from Life Cult. What in the world possessed you to cover Kylie Minogue's 1994 Confide in Me?
I think it was one of the things we first talked about when we talked about doing a cover. So it's been an idea of ours probably for, you know, back for about a year or so. I think that song, a lot of people, you know, when they're coming of age, it's like that kind of, there's something dark and haunting about that track. So, yeah, we just thought it was a good choice and that it would fit well with our dynamic, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think we thought if we could pull it off, it would be something different as well.
Because it was
a bit more unexpected. But
yeah, it's really good to have Luce Nichols on that as well.
Definitely.
Doing some guest vocals on there. She's really, really great to work with too, so.
Yeah. And look, if Kylie ever wants to go in like a darker sort of gothier vein, this could be like the perfect jumping off point for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully she's checked it out and she enjoys it. We're all big Kylie fans. So.
Great. Sure. Tell us a little bit about how Life Cult sort of began. Did you bond over this love of mutual music or how did it all come together?
Me and Chris have known each other for like, I don't know, 10, 11 years now.
Mm.
And then, yeah. Yeah, I think Chris, you started working with Tom, hey?
Yeah, with the guitarist Tom. I think he mentioned online in a group that we were both in that he wanted to start a goth group, and that was very something that I really wanted to do as well. Something very distinctly goth, like Sisters of Mercy kind of influence. And we just started jamming together over the pandemic. Had some bass lines, and yeah, it sort of fell into place.
So it's like sort of newish then if it's only around pandemic time?
I mean, yeah. I guess the full band's kind of like Chris and Tom had been working on it for probably about 6 months to a year prior to the actual band forming, hey?
Yeah. So we were just getting together once a month and doing writing sessions. And then once we had, I think, four tracks down, we sort of started thinking about expanding it out into like a live act.
Yeah. And that's where the rest of the band come in.
Yeah. It's been, surprisingly, like, it's been working quite smoothly, I suppose.
Yeah, haven't hit any massive road bumps just yet, so.
No big band breakups yet. That's good.
Not yet.
We're in the clear. Your debut EP was out in October last year. We also got that very special Kylie cover at the end of last year. Have you got more new music on the way? Is there stuff you've been working on for the new year?
Yeah, we actually, we fleshed out a new track last night, which a couple more touch-ups, and I think we'll be ready to record that probably fairly soon.
Yeah, we're planning to debut that as a live track on Saturday, so.
Oh, cool. A road test.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take a little bit of a break from live performances for a while and just finish off the album, probably.
All right. Yeah. So this could be like one of your last chances to see Life Cult for a little while then.
Yep.
Probably for a little while, yeah.
All right. That is, of course, at Disorder. It's this Saturday, the 19th of Jan. We're going to be down, not the 19th, today's the 19th, the 22nd of Jan. We're going to be down at the Rosemount Hotel. Of course, Life Cult will be there. Fugue Tomb, Jailed, Neo Mantra, Baba Yaga, No Future, Semtex 87 and Sunny. So you're going to hear from some of them this morning. I've asked Chris and Alex to come and take over the radio for a little while. We're going to kick off now with one of your selections. Tell us why you've picked Sunita.
Well, because I suppose they're playing at Disorder, I'd bring a bunch of music from bands that are playing on that lineup. They're a really great local band. I played a solo set at their launch for their recent release. Incredibly heavy, dense live band, which I'm really looking forward to seeing on that Rosemount main stage. So.
So we'll hear it now. Gonna be loud for this next half hour of Brekkie. Strap in. This is Ashen.
We'll be right back.
promised you it was going to be loud this morning. You've got a couple of members of Life Cult here. Chris and Alex join us as they take over Brekkie. We're getting ready for Disordered this Saturday evening. Tickets and all the details are online. What did you just play for us, folks?
That was Jailed. It's a local punk hardcore band featuring members from every other band. Mickey, who used to front Suffer and play guitar in Drowning Horse, started that band a few months ago. And yeah, they're awesome. Really, really good live band.
Thundercap, I think, is the name of the track, or is that just one of the many titles on this track?
Yeah, no, that's the opening track off their recent EP, Bestial Hardcore.
Excellent. We also got to hear from Sun Eater in there as well, Ashen, which I'm sure we'll get a Guernsey this weekend too, yeah?
Yeah, that's the opening track off their latest release, so yeah, a bit of a taste of what to expect from them. A few of their tracks are a bit longer than that as well. They got some good longer form doom tracks, if you like that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be hot and warm this weekend, but at least inside at the Rosemount, it'll be sweaty of a different kind, that filled with music, I guess.
This might be the first time you ever see Life Cult in shorts.
Yes.
It's not very goth, but it's probably going to happen. Yeah, we've been discussing it.
If it is super hot, we'll be wearing fishnet shirts for added ventilation.
Yes, we will be wearing fishnets and shorts.
It's the only wise thing to do.
Just chuck some chains on there and it like makes total sense, right?
For sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Got some wallet chains kicking around somewhere.
Looking forward to the combat boots and shorts combo this weekend.
Yeah.
We're on breakfast right now, though. Chris and Alex from Life Cult taking over. We're going to keep it going now with one from Fugue Tomb. This is Witness.
Nails was scratching. Banjo, Robots. Jobot is a kaleidoscopic suite of new music from multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter David Lawrence. Soulful blues and roots playing collides with psychedelic electronica, looping and automation, synth-based banjo, beatbox backbeats and vocoder hollers, dragging the one-man band shtick of old screaming into the 21st century. Lyrics Underground on January 14 and The Sewing Room on January 20. Tickets via Fringe World. David Lawrence sponsors RTR FM.
on RTRFM. A couple of final tracks in the final moments of Breakfast here. Life Cult have been taking over, just their hearing from No Future with Meaningless. We also got to hear from Jailed, Thundercap, and Fields of Nephilim. Am I saying that correct?
Yeah, Fields of the Nephilim.
Of the Nephilim with Shiva. All those artists, except for that last one, of course, playing as part of Disorder this weekend. Tickets are on sale through our website. Neomantra, Baba Yaga, Sun Eater, No Future, Jailed, Life Cult, who are here with us, and Semtex 87, who you can catch on Drive Time with Matt Perrett tomorrow. Folks, thanks so much for coming and picking some music and, like, truly waking everybody up on a Wednesday morning. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
We'll catch you on stage, and we are going to take one final track. This is actually my favourite cut from the Life Cult EP, In Apparition. Do you want to tell us a quick bit about it before you leave?
This was the first track that we wrote as a band. So I think I'd been obsessively listening to Sisters of Mercy and sort of came up with the bassline idea that was the foundation of the track, and it all just really kind of fell into place. The idea of the sort of haunting, love lost Edgar Allan Poe kind of idea just sort of really worked with it. So
yeah, just classic goth themes lyrically, and yeah, makes it easy.
Looking forward to seeing this one live. This is Life Cult with Apparition. Folks, thanks for hanging out in Brekkie.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.